Here we have the story of Thomas seeking the truth. There is a man once who went to his family doctor. Says, "Doctor, I see spots." And the doctor said, "Have you seen an ophthalmologist?" Says, "No, doctor, I only see spots." Thomas wanted to seek the truth. It is a wonderful thing to have that within you, to want to know. Cardinal Newman once said, 1,000 questions do not make a single doubt. I would rather people question and think about the things of the faith and not think about them at all. Because you only think about those things that you are interested in, that you are wondering about. And it is good to wonder and to think and to seek deeply. Now, in today's gospel, there's an interesting word that only appears when we're speaking about the Holy Spirit. It says, Jesus breathed on the disciples, receive the Holy Spirit. That word in Greek is the exact same word that's used when God breathes life into Adam. It reminds us that the Lord gives wisdom to anyone who asks for it. Knock and you shall receive, seek and you will find. Every person who wants to know the truth, know that God is on your side and God respects you. The Holy Spirit guides us, and he guided Thomas into seeking the truth. It is interesting to say that after the resurrection, Jesus does not appear without his wounds. His wounds become symbols of victory. And we might ask each of us, in your life, perhaps someone made fun of you. Perhaps someone misunderstood you. Perhaps someone plotted against you and said bad words against you. All these do not simply become wounds that hurt you, but they can become symbols of victory. In the liturgy, we pray that we might be freed from all anger. Every time you conquer a pain that someone has inflicted upon you, say to yourself, this is my symbol of victory. No one gets out of this life without wounds. But when you conquer them, they become symbols of your victory. So when you rise from anger, when you rise from being afflicted by jealousy, when you rise from whatever holds you down, they become your wounds. So when Jesus rose, the anger and the jealousy that caused his crucifixion were imprinted in his flesh, reminding us, no matter how you are wounded, you can rise and change those wounds into the symbol of victory and survival. Christos Voskres. Amen.